Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight yet with two other extraordinary entrepreneurs this week, but lots of exciting news. So I do want to let you know that our magazine drop this morning, phew, was that a crazy venture. We had our magazine drop. It is a quarterly magazine. It is called In the Limelight, Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. We've got Orazio Pagani on there, a good friend of mine who was kind enough to give us not only the cover, but a fabulous interview inside. And we did come out with the brand new technology, which is new to digital technology. It is a QR code that is scannable, is clickable, also scannable, clickable in the magazine. It stays right there. When you click on it, the ad opens up and teaches you and shows you everything you want to know about that brand. And it also has a buy now button so you can buy right in the moment. We are the first in the world. I've been working on this for 6 months. So exciting. It finally dropped this morning. With that having said, I'm going to remind you that the podcast is going to be heard on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and we added in Amazon Music just 2 weeks ago. And the TV part, the video part that you're watching right now is soon to be seen on all major television television sets, if you will. It's on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Chromecast, Roku. It's just down the list. So it's very exciting to know that In the Limelight is moving forward in this way. Very cool stuff here this morning when I say we've got some friends from over the pond, across the pond, I guess I should say, that are coming in to join us, entrepreneurs, both in their own right. And if anybody watched Downton Abbey, you know, when I say that beautiful castle was something we all fell in love with and wish that we could sort of be more of a part of that. And so I'm going to have the guests on today. They're going to be talking about their entrepreneurial ventures, because the more I took a look at what they do, phew, they've got me beat by a long shot. So there she is. There is Lady Cardavan. So lovely to see you. Thanks for joining the show. And we are going to bring on also Adam von Gucken, who is going to tell us all about how he and Lady Cardavan and her husband, George, I think they call him Gordy, but it's George, yes?
Yeah, it's always name is Jordy.
Jordy, there you are. So, you know, I was really so impressed when I took a deeper dive into what's happening around High Clere and what it is and what it means apart from Downton Abbey and how entrepreneurial all the ventures are there. So, Adam, let me start with you a second. I know that you were already, you know, I think you were 40 under 40, lots of fabulous accolades, and you were sitting one night watching Downton Abbey, as many do. And after Downton Abbey, we did not get in the United States. We didn't get that after hours show that you got. And you're sitting there with your wife, I think it's Rachel, am I correct?
Regina.
I try, but you know, the memory is what it is. And you watch the show and then you watch the after show. And what light bulb went off for you?
Well, I had been looking for over a year for the next project that I could really sink my teeth into. And, you know, we had laid a great foundation around the world of friends and partners and just kind of an expertise in the distilled spirits industry, which is an industry that I'm very passionate and always excited about. So I'd been looking for the magical next project that, you know, I knew would be many, many years of commitment and work. And it was after my wife introduced me to the show. Of course, I was enchanted like millions of other people around the planet. And but it wasn't until I saw that PBS special that was, I think it was called High Clere Castle, The Real Downton Abbey. And that's when I was introduced to Lord and Lady Carnarvon. I was really introduced to the workings of the estate. And I'll never forget, there was a moment where there was like this drone footage kind of glossing over the castle and the beautiful estate. in the park. And then of course I'm hearing interviews from Lord and Lady Carnarvon, and I just kind of fell in love. I was just enchanted and romanticized by everything that the real Downton Abbey represented. And so that was the beginning of it, really.
That was the beginning of it. And you said, you know what? I want to bring a project to Lord and Lady, and let's see what they think about it. You didn't know them.
No, I did not.
I sent out an email one day. And you got an answer, Lady Carnarvon. You're gonna have to. You answered Adam when he said, "Hey, Lady and Lord, I've got a great idea for you. You don't know who I am, and I could be just another crazy person running around the world." And you said, "Yeah, sure. Come on, crazy person. Let's talk."
Well, you know, a lot of people send us emails, and we try to read them all and see how we can answer or make sense of them. It's very kind of people to write.
Right.
And I am close to the office emails because that's how you gain a sense of what people want and how to react and build customer goodwill, because you're up close and personal with your potential customers. And anyway, I can't remember if it was I or whatever else, forward this email on to Geordie. And I remember quite clearly, because we were redoing the office in which I'm sitting now in the castle courtyard behind the main castle. And he was in this really grotty little office I'd found for him whilst we were mending it all. And he came down waving this bit of paper saying, what do you think? Tonight, I think I might get back to him. And this was Adam's email. And, you know, funny enough, it's amazing what happens from these extraordinary coincidental beginnings, and how you pick something up and then you begin to get a sense of who they are. So not long after that, Adam, I think you and Regina were on a plane to come and see it. I'm not sure it's that hard to persuade people to come and see it.
Adam, I want to know what it felt like when you got an email back saying, sure, let's talk.
Well, it was interesting. So I sent this random email off, and you know, I'm relatively fearless, and I just kind of go for what once I have an idea, it's hard to click it off. And the very next day, I'm in the office at our distillery in Connecticut, and my phone rings with a UK number, and I'm looking at the phone ringing, and I'm like, well, that's interesting, because we're, you know, our distillery brand here was not for sale over there. Right. This must be tied to my email yesterday. I must have stirred something up. And so I pick it up, and it's, of course, Lord Carnarvon. And we spoke for probably an hour about, I don't know, what we do, you know, more about the castle. I guess this idea that I hadn't fleshed out overly well. It's just kind of a concept and a vision. And right. I think 2 weeks later, Lord and Lady Carnarvon, always the gracious host, invited my wife and I to come for the weekend. And it was amazing the first time. Driving up the driveway, and Capability Brown did such an amazing job with the park, because it's designed in such a way that as you're coming around the bend, the main tower of the castle just starts to crest over the hill as you're in your car. And it was a very moving moment for my wife and I, because I said to myself, what the heck are we doing here?
we haven't yet spoken about the idea that you had. Which I find to be genius. So tell everybody, Adam, a moment. First of all, I really love the idea that you came up with first. You know, rule number one in entrepreneurship is be fearless. And so you check that off the list. But so you said, okay, here's my idea. What do you think? What was the idea?
Well, the concept was to create a obviously award-winning spirit brand around Highclere Castle that tells the story of the estate, the history, the heritage. Of course, nobody does it better than Lord and Lady Carnarvon, and they know that, you know, the history and the anecdotes just are endlessly beautiful. But I wanted to kind of liquefy the land using what became the botanicals, because we originally were talking about whiskey, actually. But the idea was to liquefy the land and honor the traditions and the heritage. And in a world where so many spirit brands are produced in corporate boardrooms, we wanted to bring something to life that was truly genuine and deeply authentic. And we were so precise about that, and so intent on doing it correctly, that it took about 4 years to really bring it to life. So we were intense about it.
Well, I'm going to ask forgiveness of Lady Carnarvon right now, because this is, you know, this is new technology, Lady Carnarvon. We are not in television studios these days, but I am going to go right ahead and see. There we are. I have to go over your image for the moment, just
lovely.
To be able to just to be able to bring that beautiful image of the Highclere Castle Gin and the awards that have been won. I think that's amazing. Let's talk about those awards in just a moment. And of course, once again, and very quickly, just a quick image for those who may not have watched, I don't know who, you were living in a cave if you didn't know about Downton Abbey, but there it is again, just so you have a quick reminder. And so Lady Carnarvon, so Adam comes, they comes with his wife, you sit down with Gordy, you have the conversation, you say, we're gonna do this. It takes some time, but the idea, as Adam just said, was to sort of live from the land, take from the land what was already there at Highclere, yes?
It was. Well, I mean, there's been a home at Highclere since at least 749 AD. So we're 1,200 years old, and there's been a farm here, obviously, throughout that time. So the farm is a very important part of the estate, and it's thinking about the grains, the wheat. They both give us food and drink. And in this case, a beautiful alcohol. Right. So it was looking at how you can vertically integrate what we do and create a brand, which is really where we were heading. And the first of all, it was actually getting to know Adam and Regina and having fun together, because the point of gin and spirits and cocktails is parties and friends and communities and celebrations. And in fact, everything that we've missed for the last 9 months, which I think makes me realize how very glad I am that we throw some jolly good parties, Adam. I'm going to throw the next one too. And how important they are to us, for our sense of spiritual well-being and physical and our emotional stability. So it's been a very interesting journey. And Adam's right, it was 4 years of journey. And for Geordie and I love history, and the monks grew herbs, lavenders and other healing herbs at Highclere in the 13th and 14th century. So we were looking back at the fact that the bishops of Winchester owned Highclere for 800 years. My husband's only been here since 1679. Quite nouveau. No, I'm joking, really. He doesn't laugh at that very much.
I'm going to do it one more time. Don't hate me, but I just want to bring up there you are. I don't want to bring up an image so that while we keep speaking about your husband, Lord Carnarvon, I want to make sure that we had an image of him there as well. So there you go. So as I was thinking this morning to myself, what am I going to ask? How important was it to have the oldest gin distillery in England, a part of this phenomenal idea of the project? And I thought, wine tasters, they take wine, when they're creating the wine and it's in a lot of tasting, and perfumers do the same thing when they're smelling constantly until they get it just right. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder how many tastes of gin it took and how many of those jolly good
9 drinks. Nine months of tasting gin.
Until you came up with the one that you said, this is it. How long it took? 9 months? That was the question.
9 months. Well, we were looking at what the botanicals were that were really special to Highclere. It has to come from Highclere, the spirit of Highclere, in all its broader senses. And then at the end, we were still not entirely happy. And I remember Adam getting more and more impatient. Actually, sometimes we were all frustrated. And there was a really good sample that came, and we were sampling it neat, but at the end, it left an aftertaste. It wasn't quite right. Yeah. And then it was my husband who came up with the idea with the distillery of putting a few oats in it from our farm, which gave it a creaminess. And it's an unusual thing to have done. But when you therefore drink it on the rocks or in a martini, it has the smoothest of aftertaste. So it is a really outstanding gin. And one of my favorite authors of the 20th century was a man called Evelyn Waugh, who wrote one of my most favorite novels called Brideshead Revisited in the Second World War.
Right.
And he was one of the characters of the last century in this country. And he would write to Nancy Mitford, the famous Mitford sisters, and he would describe something as very Highclere about anything, but it was very good. So we've sort of gone around that. So it's not just because it was the oldest distillery in Langley's, it's because it was the best distillery.
The best.
So experience, age, the way of working with it, and then the consistency, because once you've done it, you need to know that recipe is signed, sealed, and completely consistent. So whether it's a bottle which I've already got open or one you're drinking now, Clarissa, it's the same. Right. And each bottle is worthy of those 15 gold and platinum awards. So it's all that, basically. It's been a fascinating journey.
So, yeah, very fascinating. A lot of satisfaction. Adam, why were the botanicals that were chosen? I know that we're speaking about citrus, we're speaking about lavender, we're speaking about the juniper berries, I believe. Why were those specifically chosen? And did you have your hand in that?
Well, in a sense, you know, Highclere Castle needed to represent Highclere. And so the vision was to certainly do a traditional London dry gin because Highclere is traditional, but with a modern twist as Highclere is evolving and now a modern estate and a modern home. And so what we did was to differentiate the flavor profile. We looked, you know, right through the back doors of the castle towards the Victorian era orangery. And that idea that bringing the gin more citrus forward, I think, is a slightly modern twist on a very traditional style gin. Right. As we see the trends around the world of people coming more into the gin category when they're learning that gin, in fact, creates a more sophisticated cocktail than vodka does, more sophisticated flavors. We wanted to welcome them. And so we pulled back on the juniper a bit. And not everybody likes that very intense pine forward juniper flavor. So by dialing that back a little bit, allowing the citrus elements to shine through, which are grown beautifully on the estate, and then decorating around that some of the other botanicals like the lavender that was planted by the Bishops of Winchester, as Lady Carnarvon mentioned, or cassia bark and the angelica root and the other very traditional, you know, English gin components, that all just came together to create what I think is exceptionally bad, slightly modern, definitely traditional. And then when Lord Carnarvon had the idea of the oats, which in the moment I thought was going to do nothing. And I've been distilling for a long time.
I know that you had some backgrounds in that. That's extraordinary. I'd love to hear how that all came together. And so Lady Carnarvon, you know, as if you didn't have enough to do, you've got the Highclere Castle website, you have your own website, you've got books and you've got recipes. Every time I look at the fabulously beautiful Instagram account, where, by the way, you decided, well, you know, I think we're going to have her some Instagram parties. That sounds like a great idea. And then let's do that. And then, oh, wait, we've got a Christmas tree coming. It's on the way. All right, let's go get the Christmas tree. Christmas must be gorgeous there, may I just say. It has to. So what I'm trying to say is, everybody get over to Instagram and follow, because it is so beautiful to see and to watch. The imagery around the castle is phenomenal. But what, you know, what I'm saying, you didn't have enough to do. You said, okay, well, the people aren't coming to us now during COVID and lockdown. I'm going to go to the people. So why don't I just not have all this else going on? I'm going to do my own podcast. And so now you're podcasting, and you've got, it's called Lady Carnarvon's official podcast. Forgive me if I'm not saying the last name correctly.
Perfect.
Thank you. And the first podcast was so telling and very touching, because you're talking about, well, you know, people aren't coming. And so I'm sitting here and I'm with my husband, and Christmas here is so special. Won't you tell us, Jordy, about Christmas with your grandfather? And so I love the idea that you kind of took us behind, pulled back the curtain, and took us behind the personal family moments that happen at the castle.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed doing them, and I'm thinking about where to go next with who my next guests are. Everyone's got a connection with the podcast, and I've done some very funny ones with John Gunter, our castle manager, hiding behind various desks. Made people laugh a lot. Right. And I also wanted to capture some of our really amazing employees. Les, who's been here, and he's 94 now, and Pat Withers, who's worked here for 60 years and thus knew my husband when he was a tiny wee tot. So that's really important to me, to capture the voices of the past and capture people and charities with whom we work. So I have enjoyed it. It's quite a lot to do on top of everything else, I'm finding. And then I had this mad idea of doing Instagram at 11 o'clock every day through lockdown, which is mad, but today was poinsettias, and I know about poinsettias, so that
somebody
was fine.
Somebody stop her, please. Somebody stop her. You know, I was looking at the Instagram, looking, okay, there she is cutting down the Christmas tree. Oh, now, wait, she's over in the orangerie now. They're the dogs, right? Okay, oh, wait, she's up on the roof. What the heck? No, she's up on the roof. I can't look at your Instagram. Yeah. Oh my God, now she's potting. She's potting something. I don't know. We're teaching us how to pot and recipes in the kitchen. I mean, it is such a pleasure to see you and to follow you and the fun you're having, but not only the entrepreneurial spirit. You know, I think that Lady Carnivan, you may understand when I say that most people would think that you're sitting back and you're having, you know, your high tea and some crumpets and, you know, finger sandwiches and things and not worrying about all of the lovely things that you are doing as far as being a woman entrepreneur and to be just a strong woman in your own right. And you've got your own business just flourishing. It's amazing to see.
Well, I think like every business, we've been challenged in the last 9 months. And in some ways, I mean, it was Adam's brilliant idea to do a virtual cocktail party. And when he first suggested, and it's been a really good thing to do, and we've learned a huge amount from it, and I'm really proud of what we've achieved. We've created the largest virtual cocktail party in the world. We've got two coming up in December, on December the 4th and then the 18th, a surprise at each one. I'm not going to tell you, but they're completely mad. I'm not sure my husband completely knows. It's need to know basis, which is somewhat safer sometimes. But and it's also sharing the castle. And it's not, I don't ask people to pay. It's not pay on demand. It's about sharing and communicating in a really challenging year, so we all have moments of pleasure, moments of happiness, when it hasn't in fact been entirely happy for many people. So I sort of recognize that, and I hope this is just shining a light on an evening and saying, okay, let's put this evening aside and smile and laugh and look forward to the friendship and laughter we can have in reality later on. So we've learned a lot, actually, Clarissa. Obviously, we're a large antique business in some ways, antiquated and
Great. Yes, it's true.
And then trying to turn ourselves and pivot. And I have to say, to pivot 300 rooms is not entirely easy.
I loved when you said the responsibility that we have here at High Clare, not only for the generations that came before us, but those that will come after us. That was so poignant. And so true, so beautifully said. I did my research. I think you can tell I did my research, and it was just a real pleasure to jump into High Clare land, castle land, and you are amazing. And Adam,
not at all. It's an Anglo-American endeavor, and I'm really proud of that. I think it's about partnership and collaboration. And in quite a fragile world that has shown its fissures, I'm over the last 9 months again in particular, I think. Right. I think it's very important to promote something which is sharing an endeavor across a pond, and it's fun, having a bit of fun.
Absolutely. Having a very good time. It really looks that way. Okay, Adam, I want to be able to tell everybody where we can find gin. I've got High Clare Gin, castlegin.com on the ticker going across. And so if you would let everybody know, I know that also you can find you on Facebook, we can find you on YouTube, we can find at High Clare Castle Gin also on Instagram. What else would you like to leave everybody with so they know exactly how they can be enjoying this gin along with you?
Yeah, we're in about 25 U.S. states, plus available online for door-to-door shipping in about 40 states or so. And we welcome everybody. I mean, our Facebook and our Instagram is busy. There's lots of really delicious cocktail, season holiday cocktails getting loaded up. Of course, Hiker Castle has a beautiful Instagram, as you mentioned, and Facebook as well. So, you know, we want everybody to join the family and come along for the journey and the ride as we're doing some pretty neat things. I think that by next year, we'll be the most awarded gin in the world. And the mission is to really surprise people with the flavor profile of this. And I'm very proud that we've accomplished this.
As you should be, sir, as you should be. Last question, Lady Carnivan. Were you happy to see the production team leave for the last time? Or was it a sad moment when it actually
I think it was a really sad moment, you know, for 6 years Downton Abbey had been filming here from February on and off until July. We had our public opening season in the middle. So it was almost like a school coming back for its term, complaining about the February weather, and then in July feeling somewhat sorry to be leaving, because it was then turned around to come out in this country in September for the first episode, and then later in the following January in America. And then, of course, the film came out, and it was filmed in the autumn of 2018, a really beautiful golden autumn, just amazing, and lovely to capture that time of year on film. But I'm not sure the story is entirely finished, has it?
Well, that's a very good question. Let's just leave our audience with that, shall we? Let's leave them with hope. And this holiday season, let's
celebrate and toast it with Highclere Castle gin.
All right, there you are. That's the best way I think that we could close this fabulous interview. I can't thank you both enough. Again, we know that we can find you not only at highclerecastlegin.com, we can find you at highclerecastle.com, and then Lady Carnarvon has her own ladycarnarvon.com website. So no excuses if you want to go and find them. There she is. I see her on her website, and she's in the kitchen with something that looks like a lovely lasagna or something along those lines. So I don't know. You never know. She's on the roof. She's in the orangery, and she's out potting plants. Every time you turn around, she's a busy lady. Everybody, thank you so much. I'm going to ask you both to stay right there while I say goodbye to our watchers and our listeners. We will be here yet again next week with another phenomenal entrepreneur. Be well, everybody. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.
Okay.